The main bit is the first section from Leaney Road to the Hairpin. That's a reconstruction of the highway, so there's approximately 160 metres of full reconstruction on both lanes, and the remaining 300 metres of the works will be a plane out and resurfacing. We're also covering off 200 metres of kerbs, and we will then obviously reline it ready for the TT. We had hoped to do this last year, but we consulted with the local authorities, with the MHKs and the public. We wanted to do it September time last year, which would have given us a little bit of a better weather window. But we're confident we can do it in the 6-week closure that we've got.
The road is going to close to enable this work to be carried out. Is it a lot easier for the road to be closed so that your team can just crack on with it as opposed to having to kind of balance restrictions on a road instead?
I think that depends on the nature of the work that we're doing and the location. Certainly here, the road width are a little bit narrow as you get towards the hairpin, and as I say, the first part of that is a full reconstruction of both sides of the carriageway. So in this instance, there's no physical way of actually allowing traffic to pass us. But it's also, again, it's about the safety of the team that are doing the works. Working alongside live traffic is always risky. There's a number of factors, and as I say, it's the safety of the guys and speed. If we can close the road, we get work done quicker.
And in terms of how many workers are going to be up there, what does your sort of breakdown look like? Is it throwing everything at this to get the work done?
Approximately at the DOI staff, we're going to be looking at least 30 plus each day up there. But alongside that, we'll also have the DfE's course contractors doing their works. So not everything that the TT preparation is done is done by the DOI. DfE have their own course contractors, so they'll be putting up the marshal shelters, the scaffolding, race equipment. So there's a lot of other stuff that will be happening. I couldn't give you an idea of the numbers of those people because, as I say, that sits with DfE and the ACU organisers. So I can imagine regularly we're going to see 50 odd people on that over the course of that mountain.